So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Kala menachas hanasas bekli tu'unis shleisha matana shemen. All menachas that are prepared totally in the utensil require the oil to be added three times. Matan shemen bekli koidim lasiyasin. They initially poured oil into the utensil and then put the flour into the oil. And belila, they then poured more oil into the flour and mixed them together. Yitzika, then they poured more oil into the mixture before the kemitzah was done. However, in the minchas mafei tanu that is prepared in both a utensil and then in an oven, there was no yitzika and they added oil only two times, matan shemen bekli koim lasiyasan and belila. The Gemara explains that the source for matan shemen bekli is in the pasuk of minchas marcheshes, which states, "Ven minchas marcheshes karbanecha seilis b'shemen teasa melamed shetu'una matan shemen bekli." The word seilis b'shemen indicate that the flour must be put into the oil. Obviously, the oil must be first poured into the kli before the flour. And the source for belula and yitzika is in the pasuk of minchas machbas. Then mincha ala machbas karbanecha seilis belula b'shemen v'yitzakto aleha shemen minchahu. And the gzer shavah between marcheshes and machbas through the word karbanecha goes both ways and applies all the matana shemen to both menachas and teaches that each mincha requires shleisha matanas. Ma kan matan shemen b'kli, aflal matan shemen b'kli. And the malahal yitziko belila, afkan yitziko belila. And in the pasuk, v'yitzakto aleha shemen, the two exclusive words aleha and he come to exclude minchas mafei taner, because it consists of two types of bread, chalas or rakikin, and therefore does not require yitzika. The Mishnah proceeds with a machlekes regarding at what point they did belila in menachas that were baked. And the Gemara explains, there's no machlekes regarding lachmei taida, the 40 loaves brought with a carbon taida, and all agree that seilas b'ilan, the second oil was poured and mixed in while it was still flour, because revi'ah shemeni, heich mischalekes lekamachalos, a revi'ah leg of oil is not enough for the belila of so many loaves. The machlekes is only regarding the other menachas that were baked, such as machvas, marcheshes, mafitana. Rebbe holds chalos b'ilan. The second oil was poured and mixed in after the mincha was baked and broken into small pieces, because the pasuk of mafi taner states, "V'chisakrev karben mincha mafi taner soilas chalas belulas b'shemen." The belila should be done once they are chalas. And according to Rebbe, the procedure is as follows: Noisin shemen b'kli koyin lasiyasa b'noisna v'losha v'oifa upaisa v'noisna la'shemen ubayla v'chayzer v'noisna la'shemen b'kaimitz. They initially poured the oil into the kli first and then the flour. They then kneaded the mixture, baked it, and broke the baked chalas into pieces. Then they added the second oil and mixed it. Then they added the third oil, and the kohen did kemitza. While the chacham holds seilas b'ilan, the second oil was poured and mixed in before the mincha was baked, when it was still flour, because the previously mentioned pasuk of machvas states, "V'mincha ala machvas karbanecha seilas belula b'shemen." The belila should be done when it is still seilas. And according to the chacham, the procedure is as follows. Noisin shemen b'kli koyin lasiyasin v'noisna, v'noisin shemen aleu b'ilah, v'losha v'eifo paisa, v'noisin la shemen v'kaimitz. They initially poured the oil into the kli first, and then the flour. Then they added the second oil and mixed it. They kneaded the mixture, baked it, and broke the baked chalas into pieces. Then they added the third oil, and the kohen did kemitza. The Mishnah proceeds with a distinction in the belila of minchas mafei taner, which was brought from either 10 chalas or 10 rikikin. Chalas tu'unis belila v'rikikin mishicha. If the mincha was of chalas, the oil was mixed into the chalas, because the pasuk states chalas matzis belulis b'shemen. And if the mincha was of rikikin, the oil was smeared onto the chalas surface, because the pasuk states rikikin matzis meshuch b'shemen. And ketzad meshchen kemin ki yevani. The rikikin were smeared in the shape of the Greek letter chaf, which is similar to our letter tes. And v'ashar nechon l'kahanim. The remaining oil of the rikikin was consumed by the kahanim. The Gemara concludes that this is the opinion of Reb Shimon. The Chacham, however, hold that the leftover oil was used for the mincha and not for the kahanim, and that mincha haba mechza chalas and mechza rikikin. If the mincha was half chalas and half rikikin, u'moyshech eser rokek al panei kuloi v'shar hashem machzir l'chalas. After the mashicha on the rikikin, the leftover oil was mixed into the chalas. And rikikin haba b'fnei atzman, maybe log shemen u'moyshchan b'chayz u'moyshchan at sheyich l'kol shemen shabaloik. If the mincha was only rikikin, then they smeared the rikikin repeatedly until all the oil was used up. Zok the Mishnah. Kala menachas anasas b'kli tu'unas pesisa. All menachas that are prepared in a utensil and baked require it to be broken into pieces before the kemitzah is done. Because the pasuk states, pasas oisa pisim mintchahi. L'rab is kala menachas l'psisa. And the word oisa comes to exclude shtehalecha melechem aponim, which are not prepared in the utensil, and therefore pesisa is not required. However, Minchas Mafitanu does require besisa, even though the mincha is not prepared only in a utensil, because the word Isa, which is only one meat, excludes only shtei halechem, b'lechem aponim, that are one type of bread, but not Minchas Mafitanu, which was two types of bread, chalas or rekikin. Zok the Mishnah, Minchas Yisrael, kaifel echel l'shnayim, b'shnayim l'arba, umavdal. In the mincha of Yisrael, the besisa was done as follows. The chalas were first folded into two halves, and then folded again into four quarters, and the parts were separated for the kemitza. And v'kulam paisin kezesim, then each part was folded into smaller parts until each piece was at least the size of an aleph. Because the pasuk states, pasas oisa pisim, the word pisim teaches that the mincha is broken into more than two pieces, and the word oisa teaches oisa lepsisim, v'lepsis lepsisim. Each piece must be at least a kezias, but not into peruvian crumbs that are less than a kezias. Mishnah continues, minchas kehanim kaifel echel l'shnayim v'shnayim l'arba v'einam avdol. The mincha of a kohen, the mincha was folded into four parts because it required pesisa, but the parts were not separated because they do not require kemitza. And minchas kohen mashiach lo hayim kafla, the mincha of the kohen gadol was not folded at all because shehi chayvasei, the mincha is obligatory. Shimon disagrees and says minchas kohen and minchas kohen mashiach ain behem pesisa, mnei ain behem kemitza. The menachas of all kahanim are not folded because they do not require kemitza, and v'chol shein behem kemitza ain behem pesisa. All menachas that do not require kemitza do not require pesisa either. The Gemara proceeds and applies the Mishnah's halacha of v'chulam paisin kezesim to the following halacha. Rav Yisus says, "Haychavitza de ispa perurin kezayis mevachina lehamitza lechem in aretz, ilespa perurin kezayis mevachina lebayir min mezaynis." The bracha recited on a cooked dish made with small pieces of bread depends. If the pieces are minimally the size of a kezayis, one says hamitzi. If the pieces are smaller than the kezayis, one says bayir min mezaynis and not hamitzi, because just as we find that in a carbon mincha that was broken into pieces that were at least a kezayis, and the kohen said hamitzi on the mincha, so to hamitzi is said only on bread that is the size of a kezayis, but not on pieces of bread of less than a kezayis. Rav Sheshet, however, concludes that this is not so. And afilu perurin she'im ben kezayis, mevachin le hamitzi lechem in the arts. Even on pieces that are smaller than a kezayis, one says hamitzi because we see this from the Tana de Beir Bishmal, who holds mefarchan at shemechzirin l'sultan. The mincha was broken into pieces smaller than a kezayis until it became like flour, and nevertheless the kohen said hamitzi on the mincha. Rava says, however, v'hu deikar teresa d'nahama alayu hamitzi is recited only if the small pieces are still recognizable as bread after it was cooked, but if not, the mezaynus is recited.